It doesn't happen overnight. But what it boils down to is that for me, building good habits is like building a stairway to success, and not just in sales. Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. says his father used to tell him, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Cal Jr. said, I used to think that was ridiculous. How are you going to have fun if you're not going to fool around a little bit? But he felt if you wanted to build good habits, it's a lot better to take 25 to 50 ground balls the right way than to take 500 ground balls and screw around. My dad's message was all about building good habits, so when the game starts, you can fall back on those habits, and they seem natural. And it wasn't just a matter of practicing fielding grounders. He got into the habit of watching the catcher and would move his position on the field based upon the pitch, tendencies of the hitter, and even the tendencies of a manager. If he knew a skipper liked to play hit and run in certain situations, he might shade over closer to second base. In this new edition, I've added 5 new habits to help you build your career. But no matter how many habits I suggest, they're all meaningless unless you ingrain them as part of your process. Repeat them over and over again. Cal Sr. is right. Perfect practice makes perfect. Introduction. How has the sales landscape changed over the past 10 or 15 years?